Thank you for joining us today for the Pius X Foundation Planned Giving podcast series. My name is Courtney Johnson. I'm the Director of Advancement here at the Pius X Foundation. Joining me today is Patrick Timmer, an estate planning attorney here in Lincoln, Nebraska, as well as Doug Koenig, a trust officer here in Lincoln, Nebraska at a large local bank. Today we're going to be talking about different ways to give and ways that you could make your planned gift.
Thank you, Courtney. So, Pat and Courtney, I might just throw it out to the both of you, but what are the different ways that people can give? We talked about different assets in the last podcast, but what are some other ways that people can give?
Doug, there's a number of different ways people can give for planned giving purposes. Donor advised funds, charitable gift annuities, there's charitable remainder trusts, there's just simple inclusion in an estate plan, and then endowments.
So, Courtney, what are some of the common ways that people do give to the foundation here at Pius?
Yeah, Doug, I would say the most common forms of planned gifts that we receive here at the foundation are via beneficiaries in an estate plan. Usually we're notified that we've been made a beneficiary in someone's estate plan, whether it's a percentage amount or a certain dollar amount. We do have some charitable remainder trusts, as well as setting up endowments. So here at the foundation, we manage more than 50 scholarship endowments, as well as over 15 now, I think, just various endowed funds. So here, the main difference is an endowed fund will go to support a specific program or department. And a named scholarship fund is typically in memory or in honor of someone to kind of create a legacy for that person. And it's as simple as that. It's a scholarship for student tuition here at Pius. And usually our minimum donation contribution to establish an endowed fund here at Pius is a $10,000 gift. So we've seen those come in various ways, whether they're memorial gifts or stock transfers or cash or things like that. Those are typically the most common gifts that we receive.
Pat, if I want to make sure that the foundation is in my will or my trust and it's a beneficiary when I pass away, is there some certain language that I need to put in that document?
You'll want to make sure that the will or the revocable trust states the name of the charity. So in this situation, you want to make sure it designated Pius X Foundation as the beneficiary.
Perfect. So what if I want that gift or that planned gift to go to some certain building campaign at Pius or something? Do I put that in the document? Is that a separate agreement with Courtney and the foundation?
There's a couple of different ways to approach it. Some people will not have a discussion with the charity, and we can put some generic language in the document to direct how those funds are to be used. But if you'd really truly want to benefit the charity, you should have a discussion with them and their planned giving officer. You know, talk with Courtney to coordinate what your wishes are, how they use that gift, and then they can come up with a gift agreement as to how those funds will be utilized. And then in the will or the trust document, we can say to the Pius X Foundation to be used as set forth in that certain charitable gift agreement that you have in place.
So, Courtney, when I get my will and trust done and I've named the Pius X Foundation in there, then I'll want to come to you and sit down and tell you what my intention of this gift is. What does that look like, or how do I do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say oftentimes people don't let us know, you know, that we're in their estate plan and in their will, and that's totally fine. You know, I think sometimes there's some fear or caution that if they let us know, we'll be upset if something changes or whatnot, which is definitely far from the case. You know, usually we're just trying to have some sort of plan or have a spreadsheet of kind of accounts receivable or expected income. But we will make sure that we have documented the way that this gift was intended to be used. If we are setting up a separate endowed fund or a separate scholarship fund, we have our own agreement, like Patrick mentioned, that we will outline the criteria and the ways in which this donation should be used. Ideally, we'll kind of guide them towards the path of what's their intent, but not too restrictive. So, for example, we have scholarship funds that will say we'd like it to go to a multi-sport athlete with financial need. But once they start adding from St. Joseph's Parish, who's a sophomore, who's a, you know, you start getting too in-depth in the criteria, it makes it harder for us to find that specific student. So usually that's kind of the advice we give them.
Well, great. I think hopefully this creates some urgency in everybody to go out and start their planning process.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to having you back on future planned giving series here at the Pius X Foundation. Again, my name is Courtney Johnson. If you have any additional questions or need additional information, you can reach me at 402-488-1046. Thanks so much and God bless.